This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Coming up,
I am a lesbian and I'm a proud lesbian, and there are many women who are very proud lesbians. It's our fucking word and we want it back.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay. Today we're having a conversation that I've actually wanted to have with you for ages, Dan, but I guess I was also sort of ignoring it a little bit because it kind of feels like the opposite of progress in that drawing attention to it, especially I think in front of a straight ally, feels like a burning of the pride progress flag, because I don't really want to talk to you about it. I want to like protect you from it. Does that make any sense?
No, because
the queer community, right, we're meant to be strong, we're meant to be progressive, we're meant to love and respect each other in spite of all of our differences. And yet I think sometimes the opposite is true. And so today we're going to be talking about the divisions inside the LGBTQ plus community as we ask why lesbian women and gay men don't get along better. So please welcome to our podcast our friend and author of forthcoming book, Live, Laugh, Lesbian, is Helen Scott.
Hey, how are we?
Good, thank you.
Are we awful for not talking about this before?
I mean, I just find it so interesting that, you know, first of all, you've said that you don't feel like it's progressive to talk about the fact that there are issues in the LGBTQ plus community. I mean, surely progression includes conversation. Surely that is a good thing.
This is why lesbians scare me. They're way more intelligent than me.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
You've got the nail on the head, because I think that is why there is this kind of disparity. Not only gay women and gay men, but also straight men, Dan, where you're like, I don't know. We have been under fire for being stereotypically, hashtag feminist, you know, going out with our banners. And so I'm not surprised that you feel like that, because there is this stigma portrayed about lesbians that we are, you know, just this man hating, protesting, don't shave our armpits. That, do you know what I mean? The stereotype leads you to not be excited about having conversations with someone like me. I get it.
I have loads of straight girlfriends, right? So many straight girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And I probably would have labeled myself a feminist. I mean, I'll label myself anything. But now I'm realizing maybe that I can't be a feminist if I don't have that many lesbian friends around me, and that we've never discussed lesbians properly on A Gay and a Non-Gay.
For sure. And I think from both of your perspectives, it hasn't come up because it's not on your radar. As a gay man, James, it's on your radar to have straight, feminine presenting friends. You've been taught to since you were born. You know, we see it in films all of the time. We see it in programs like Will and Grace. You have been intrinsically trained to have these relationships with straight women. And what you've also been trained to know about lesbians through the media is that we are angry and we are butch and we are only here to have very politically charged conversations. So I'm not surprised that you haven't, because we're not taught to. We're not taught to act that way. And Dan, I mean, you're a straight guy. I mean, I'm sure lesbians don't really come on your radar unless you go on Pornhub, like.
Okay, we're like 3 minutes in, and there it is.
I'm not that fussed about lesbian porn, actually. As it happens,
Dan loves the dick.
I mean, we've literally just met, but I'm an oversharer anyway, so I'm happy to get into this conversation. But generally, I think amongst yourself, Dan, and your straight you know, peers, you surely know that lesbians, we're sexualized,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
we're
not. Of course. For me personally, like, I'm not that fussed about, like, lesbian porn, just because it's, like, unrealistic.
I love that Dan needs to believe his porn.
Yeah.
I need to believe in it.
That's kind of quite lesbian, actually, Dan,
is
to
it?
Be honest with you. Because we don't watch lesbian porn either.
Oh, really?
Really?
No, because it's so not what we do.
This is interesting to me. I had no idea.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, porn in general, let's just face it, it's the oohs and the ahs. It's for the male gaze, right? So, of course, when
G-A-Z-E.
Indeed. So, of course, it's kind of all manipulated, and it's very much to play into what a man is excited by, and that is two women touching each other in a way that is for them, that makes them excited. It's not real for a start, and we're going to generalize so much, and I'm so sorry to the entire community, but we have to generalize just to have a very quick conversation about this.
Yes.
So no offense to anybody who doesn't fall under this kind of umbrella, but generally in lesbian porn, it's very feminine presenting women who have very long nails, and I don't know if you can see mine today. I have very lesbian hands. Lesbian have lesbian hands.
I don't know what that means.
We're not wearing false nails generally, Dan. I'm going to tell you that much, because who wants two fingers inside of them, maybe more, maybe less, that have very pointy acrylic tools on the end,
right,
that will stab your womb. They will stab your womb, and no one wants that.
No.
You didn't know that?
I've never given it any thought. No.
Okay. But, wow.
I mean, yeah, this really tangented. But it's good to know that you're not supporting male gaze, lesbian porn. Dan, we thank you for that. Although I will say that there is a lot of paid for porn that is a much better depiction, and that may be much more exciting to you. You never know.
Thanks for the heads up.
Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh, baby, yes, it's totally it. It's so
good, yeah. Why do you think it is then that, apart from the TV shows that have encouraged me to have loads of straight female friends, why do you think it is that there is a disconnection between gay men and lesbians because of all of our shared history? Why is that disconnection there?
The shared history that we have, for a start, is not always by choice, okay? It's because we have been forced to come together because of homophobia. You know, it's not like we had this, you know, very intrinsic bonded relationship from the get-go. But back in the 80s, 90s, we didn't have social media. We had to come together in force, in numbers, to create equality. Whereas nowadays, we don't have to be in the same room to do that. So we're not, because we don't have shared interests. You know, I think for gay men, unfortunately, there is still so much misogyny that they hold. And because you're gay, again, we're generalizing, but because you don't think, oh, I'm not attracted to women, I'm not going to assault, or, you know, that's not my lane. So you don't even think about the internalized misogyny that you hold because you don't believe that it even should be on your radar because you're gay. So there's so many things.
Right, babes. Well, I mean, that's probably offended a lot of our listeners.
No, but it's not to be offensive.
I agree.
I think each of us, and exactly what you said at the beginning of the episode, because we don't talk about it.
But also,
it doesn't feel progressive, but we should.
You're right. I also think, though, that women hold a lot of misogyny too. So it's not just a gay male thing. I think a lot of women accidentally fall into misogynistic... You disagree. I've been in bars where women have touched up gay men in a way they shouldn't because that's how men have behaved with them, so they think it's appropriate. I kind of feel like misogyny runs through all of society. And yes, of course, a man is going to have more of it than a woman. But I do think everyone needs to watch out for it.
I totally hear your point. And I do think that straight women have this unknowing boundary. They don't understand boundaries when it comes to their kind of gay pals, gay friends in gay bars. I totally hear your point. And that is a problem. But I don't believe that misogyny is a women's problem.
Oh my God, did I say that?
No.
I don't think it's women's problem.
No. Absolutely. There are definitely ways in which women can cross the line with their gay friends, gay male friends. But the misogyny that I'm talking about is the fact that, you know, gay men will be friends with straight women because I think it's easier to be than it is to be friends with a lesbian, because you have so much more in common. You have so much more common ground. There's this kind of unspoken relationship that you have because of everything that you've learned growing up, because of the way in which you can talk to each other about your kind of shared problems and experiences. That means that gay men and lesbians just don't connect on that level.
Is it literally as simple as that? Like, me and my straight girlfriends, we all like dick, so there's like a connection there. We can understand the struggle with dating men. Is it that simple?
I don't
simple?
Think it's as simple as that, but I definitely think that's part of it. You know, we all, as humans, want to feel like we have community and people that, you know, have shared interests, and it's part of human nature. So we're going to be naturally drawn to people who we can kind of be on a level with.
Right. So as a gay man, I have loads of straight female friends. As a lesbian, do you have loads of straight male friends? Do you connect with straight male mates better?
Not in the same way, because ultimately straight men have been taught to sexualize my identity. So generally, the most common interaction I have with straight men is them demoralizing relationships that I'm in. You know, right. If I'm out with my partner in a bar and a straight man feels like they can come over to me and kind of make a mockery of my relationship, they don't take it as seriously as if, you know, a straight couple are sat together. Lesbians are sexualized by straight men more
than gay,
than
men,
gay
are sexualized.
Men sexualized by straight women, I think.
Okay, so if you don't have that same friendship that gay people have with straight women, who's backing the lesbians? Who's your best friend?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're stepping away from the word lesbian. We certainly have done over the last kind of 5 years, I would say. A lot of lesbian women are choosing to call themselves or to label themselves gay or just use the queer umbrella term because, you know, the word lesbian in itself has just been taken away from us. You know, A, it's been sexualized. B, you know, there's a part of the lesbian community who associate with TERFs and that whole radical nonsense that's going on. And so it's hard to claim something that doesn't necessarily feel that good.
Are you reclaiming it?
Absolutely. It is a simple label and I've had enough. It's time for, I am a lesbian and I'm a proud lesbian. And there are many women who are very proud lesbians. It's our fucking word and we want it back.
Woo!
Yeah. But what was my point?
Who's backing you? Who's your friend? Who's your straight girl best friend?
My straight girl best friend is my best friend, my right arm. Her name's Fran. We've been friends since we were two. We hated each other for a while. We reconnected when we were in our mid-20s. And she is the most straight person I have ever met in my life. And she's incredible. She's a huge ally to the community. But I think lesbians are identifying more and more with the emerging Gen Z, much more queer, you know, group of people because we understand each other. We get each other. We're happy to talk about it. We're happy to hash it out. We want to support each other. For example, Trans Pride that happened over the summer, I can tell you now, I was there. It was mainly queer people and lesbians. There were gay men there, and I'm so thankful that you were, but there weren't enough. And why? Why aren't the gay men turning up for us? Because we were there for you. We are there for you. And it's important. We need you to help us. We need you to back us.
Where were the gay men, James?
Bless
actually,
you.
I think I was in New York, actually, specifically on that one. But I've been to Trans Pride before, of course, and I'm obsessed with it. And I think it's so important that we all get behind every single part of our community.
Yeah. It's a good conversation to have. And I genuinely welcome. I want to have more of this conversation because this is really the first time I'm vocalizing my thoughts around it, too.
Yeah.
I would love more gay men to come and tell me what they're thinking about it. I genuinely would.
A gay and a non-gay.
Religion obviously talks a lot about how homosexual and gay men are going to hell. But lesbians, famously, I think, seem to get off lightly in that world. A lot of the shame from society seems to have always been thrown at gay men, which has allowed lesbians, I feel, to be more powerful allies and stand up for gay rights, because it was always about MSM, men having sex with men, that was illegal, right?
So gay men have got the hump.
I don't think it's that we've got the hump. I think that's misunderstanding my point. I'm wondering whether our shame is preventing us from stepping up.
Sure. And if that is the case, it's 2022. Get over it. Because especially, you know, in this Western world that we live in, hate crime is on the rise again. And, you know, I get it. I get it's not easy. It's not. We live very privileged lives, James, you and me. We're out. We're proud. We're white. We can walk down the street and no one would know we're gay unless you skip, James. We get away with it. But no, it's not that, because do you know what? Maybe we have gotten away with it a bit more, but because we're not taken seriously. Men have sexualized us so much, we're just not taken seriously as a sexuality like gay men are. And because the world is run by men are so threatened by the idea of gay men because they know they like it sometimes up the bum.
think we'll take a break because I just need one.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, we're back with Helen. I don't really know what to say because I didn't know this was a problem. So
did you really not? I find
not
that
really.
Insane.
Not really.
I do think that's my fault as well. I'm really getting a hard time today.
There is something there. It's been underlying for a long time. And there are, I think, really simple ways that we can change it. I think there's very simple ways that we can reconnect the dots. And I think it's just the very basic things about being allies. You know, as gay men need allies, we need you too. You know, it's about turning up to a shared queer space, looking around you, opening your eyes and realizing, do you know what? There's a hell of a lot of white gay men in here.
Yeah.
And there's no lesbians, there's no queer people. And generally, when there are, it don't feel that inclusive. It feels a bit like it's for gay guys. You know, not you specifically, James. I feel like your bum's on fire today.
No, I agree. I think it is. It does feel like that. And hey, like, I'm not going to lie and say I've ever noticed it and thought, oh, this is bad. Obviously, I'm just walking around, living my best life.
Yeah.
And walking in and out of dark rooms willy-nilly. And yet, yeah, I suppose I have always just, I think I've just assumed there must be places for lesbians that I don't go to.
Yeah. I mean, there used to be. But, and the thing is, it's not just about, you know, having somewhere to go out on a night out. Of course, we know that is so bloody important, but gay men and lesbian women don't go out in the same way. They don't spend their money in the same ways. So it's not about, oh, gay men have got nights out, they've got clubs, but it's about if there are shared queer spaces, go to the bar manager and say, you know, have you got a lesbian night? What about our queer pals? Have you got something for them? Because, you know, you're happily taking a shitload of our money, and there are a lot of lesbians and queer people out there who are happy to spend theirs if they have something that caters to them.
Two unlikely friends take on the world.
We had a chat with you before the episode today, and you said that one of your suggestions that this is happening is because gay men are led by their dicks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to disagree with that. But do you think that is the problem? Is that one of the reasons why we're quite divided?
I don't know if that's why we're divided. I think that's why we don't have a lot of shared spaces, because, you know, and I get it, if you're out for the night and you know you're looking for a good time, we know that gay male sex has a whole world of its own. That's a whole different topic that we could dive into. But I think the fact that a lot of gay men may be out looking for something in particular, well, why would you give a shit if a lesbian's there or not? Mm. So I think that does have a part to play in it. I don't think that's the entire reason. But, you know, if you are on a night out and you're realising that you're literally just surrounded by gay men in a shared queer space, because there are, you know, very specific pockets for different people to go to. But ask yourself why before you go and kiss the very hunky Italian man across the bar.
I don't think we're kissing, Helen.
I do find it bizarre how, if you're in like a mixed group of, say, like straight people or whatever, the gay men like seem to think it's like perfectly fine just to disappear. Like that's like totally de rigueur. They don't think that's rude or anything. Whereas I don't think women in any respect, straight or otherwise, do.
Dan, yes. What an observation. 100%.
It's happened quite a few times and I've thought, there's no way I'd get away with that. People would be like, oh my God, Dan's up himself. He's this, that and the other. Whereas with gay blokes, it's like,
It's just, you know, it's just part and parcel. Yeah, and again,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, generalisation, but it's true. It's like one rule for one rule for another. And I don't want to make the problem about sex, because I'm very pro-sex. I'm very pro-shag who you want.
But how much sex does there need to be?
I mean, as much as you want. It's really personal choice, and that's not a problem.
No, but what I mean is, can't you do that in your own time? And actually, if you are a gay man, from what I understand, you can get it 24 hours a day. So why is it...
It's true.
God,
why is it...
How have I ended up in this position?
Why is it that you need to do it? Why can't you just wait an hour?
I'm not sure if I've done that, actually.
Well, people do that.
I'm not saying they haven't.
It is a really interesting interesting point. And I think it just further demonstrates that there is this disparity between behaviours that are expected of gay men and expected of gay women. I feel like we're the ones that have got, you know, go to bed early, wake up, and we'll go to the protest then. You go and get your shag.
I completely agree with your point about get yourself to the protest. Mm. I've seen gays that I am less friends with now than I was that have turned up to, let's just say it, I saw two gay people who are influencers turn up to the trans parade, and I'd done pretty much most of it at this point. I saw them turn up, they took a selfie, and then they turned around and went into Soho.
Yeah.
Just to boost their social media profile.
Yeah.
And to look like they give a shit when really all they want to do is fuck.
And it's this problem of there being so much performative allyship, even within the community, that is not fucking helping us move any further. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, we're so close to losing our rights. I don't think anyone really understands how politically charged our lives are right now.
Yeah.
And again, it could be this idea that men are just like, well, we're men, we're fine, we're all right. You know, we're blokes, we'll be all right. We're the top of the hierarchy.
I don't think that's how I feel as a gay man. I think that's probably unfair. I think everything else you've said is fine, but I'm not sure that's fair. I think we just have a really good ability of ignoring things.
Mm.
I certainly do. I would just, sometimes I want to bury my head in the sand and just pretend everything's okay. And maybe that's a privilege gifted to me as a man, but I'm not sure that's a conscious decision. But I definitely think there's a problem in general in the performative allyship across the community within, mm-hmm. and also from straight people also. And I think that is a real problem. The thing about allyship is quite nuanced, isn't it?
It's quite
difficult to explain.
The whole thing, gender politics, sexuality politics, it's so, oh my God, we can go off in so many different directions. What I hope as well is that it's so easy for us now to, you know, this is the first time openly you and I are having a conversation like this.
Mm.
So the idea hopefully now is someone jump in. Let's start a deeper conversation. Expand my thought process. I'll expand yours. Let's continue the conversation. And I think the worry is that people just go, oh, I can't be bothered. You know, I don't want to get involved. I don't know if I'm saying the right thing. None of us say the right thing all the time. But if we don't talk about it, if there's no conversations, then nothing is going to change.
A gay and a non-gay.
I think a few takeaways about allyship are, if you're in a venue and you notice there's no women there, check in with the people and be like, what do you do for lesbians?
For sure.
Turn up to protests and stay at protests. Don't just take a picture and pretend you're there.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're on your lunch break? Because I have been to Trans Pride on my lunch break and a few protests like that because I'm in Soho and it's there. So I would probably do what you've just said.
Yeah, but you probably wouldn't take a picture and then just go. You've just gone, supported.
Well, I might sit down and have my sandwich, take a photo and then go.
Dan does love a sandwich at a protest. It's quite confusing.
You should always bring snacks and water, to be fair. I think very different, you know, if you're, you know, in the influencing space, if you're a content creator, just to turn up and go, da-da, you know, what a great person am I. Very different. If you are, you know, Dan, you're straight. You were there. Thanks.
It's all right. No worries.
Wow. I can't believe Dan's getting off better than me in this. We are a community of people and together we celebrate our queerness. Do you think we can relate to each other beyond that?
100%. Yeah. I mean, I'm a lesbian, but I also have hobbies and I'm into, you know, like fantasy novels and things. And I'm sure there are gay men who have the same interest, you know, for God's sake, we're complex. You know, we may be completely, I think we're really at the opposite ends of the spectrum here. You know, men and women men are from Mars, women are from Venus, whatever that saying is. I think we're even further away, but There are ways in which we can totally relate to each other beyond our sexuality. Maybe that's what we should start conversations with. You know, fuck the sexuality part of it. Who are you as a human?
Find us on your socials at Gay Non Gay. Listen at gaynongay.com or just search Non Gay at your fave pod app.